Last week, the Kuskokwim River Salmon Management Working Group unanimously passed recommendations to state and federal managers for the 2017 summer fishing season. The group voted in favor of an early closure on king salmon beginning May 20th for sections 1 and 2 of the Kuskokwim River, with sections 3, 4, and 5 closing in 5-day increments. If the river hasn't broken by May 20th, the group can reconsider the closure date. The working group supported opening at least one fishing period per week before June 12th with 4-inch or smaller mesh set gill nets. It voted to close tributaries to gill net fishing, and the group supported the use of live release gear, including fish wheels, dip nets, speech seines, and hook and line. The members chose to support the continuation of the Federal Advisory Committee Act process, and for Dave Cannon of ANIAC, Barbara Carlson of Sleepmute, Bev Hoffman of Bethel, and Dan Esai of Nikolai to represent the group through that process. Then the members asked the Kuskokwim River Intertribal Fish Commission to appoint a representative to join the working group. The group also voted to write a letter of support for Senate Bill 92 addressing derelict vessels. The working group members nominated Lamont Albertson, Barbara Carlson, Fritz Charles, and Bev Hoffman as co-chairs.